listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the importance of being God-willed, not self-willed. I'm going to read to you from Titus chapter 1, verse 7, where we read, "For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed." Paul gave Titus a list describing the character to look for in men who would be leaders among God's people. The first item of the list was that a man should be blameless. That's in verse 6. And we previously looked at that character quality, here repeated in Titus chapter 1, verse 7. Our focus in this verse is the phrase that an overseer, a bishop, a leader among God's people would be not self-willed. Self-will is the opposite of the nature of Jesus. Our Savior was and is the ultimate others-centered person, and a self-willed man or woman is a self-centered person. Jesus said that if anyone would come to follow him, he must deny himself. That's in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. When Jesus said this, he added an important phrase, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Jesus said it this way to make the point that for someone to deny himself was like going to their crucifixion to take up his cross. Now, the cross wasn't about self-promotion or self-affirmation. The person carrying a cross knew that they couldn't save themselves. Denying self means to live as an others-centered person. Jesus was the only person to do this perfectly, but we are to follow in his steps and to follow him. This is following Jesus at its simplest. He denied self. He carried a cross, and so must those who follow him. Those who would be leaders among God's people must lead in self-sacrifice. They must come to serve and not to be served. They should not be selfish. They should not be arrogant, stubborn, or have a proud self-focus. James chapter 3, verse 17 describes true wisdom. James says this, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield." Out of pure stubbornness, the self-willed man is not willing to yield. The self-willed man is determined to have his own way in everything. They think their judgment is always right and superior to everyone else. They expect everyone to pay honor to their wisdom and always do things their way. This isn't godly leadership. And the self-willed men should not be appointed leaders among God's people. Instead, leaders should be like Jesus, who truly said of himself in John chapter 5, verse 30, "I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." We should be God-willed instead of self-willed. Now, there are times when a leader must make a stand and hold his ground. When that time comes, he must do it in a spirit of humility, and with a humble searching that he makes his stand seeking after the will of God the Father, not his own will. Most of all, let's allow God to work into us the true nature of Jesus, to be others-centered and not self-centered. As much as we can do that, God will work his own grace and glory in us, and we can trust that he'll do some of that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.